Words matter. I feel the weight of this every week as I'm writing my sermons. This Sunday marks the 11th time I have stood before you in this pulpit. If I'm counting correctly, I had preached only 9 or 10 times in my life, including the 3 times during my preaching class before my first Sunday with you. Plus, I had recycled a couple of those sermons, and so I figure I had probably written 6 or 7 sermons before my first Sunday here. I'll tell you that as I'm about to be installed as your official pastor for the foreseeable future, the irony is not lost on me that our passage from James says right off, not everyone should be teachers, because we are judged more strictly. Words matter. I struggle with this when trying to decide whether I should stick with the tried and true New Revised Standard Version or choose a different translation. At times I find myself researching the translation as much as it is as its possible implications for our lives. In seminary, the NRSV was always our go-to, and I love it. It's an academic, almost literal translation of the Greek and Hebrew texts, but the vocabulary is about 11th grade or higher, making it more difficult for younger readers. Today, I chose the Common English Bible translation, which is a step away from the NRSV. It still follows closely with the original texts, but in a thought-for-thought kind of way, rather than a word-for-word. And it's written at about a 7th grade reading level. Words matter. I feel this truth when I'm reading through the lectionary passages and deciding which ones cry out to me as needing to be heard. Most weeks, I try to select 1 from the Hebrew Bible and 1 from the New Testament. This week, I just couldn't narrow it down to 2. The passage from Proverbs is a continuation of our lesson from a few weeks ago on woman wisdom. And Mama clearly ain't happy. She has given good advice, told her children the right way to go, and yet they continue to stray from the path anyway. She's over it. Don't come crying to me when you get what's coming to you. You made your own bed. Then we have James, who clearly is speaking directly to me, reminding me to rein in my tongue before I put my foot in my mouth one more time. And with all that scolding and warning, I just had to let Peter have his say too. You are the Christ, he says. You are the Son of the living God. Beautiful, poignant. Then, of course, Peter steps in it once again, and Jesus responds, "Get behind me, Satan." Boy, can I relate to that. Words matter. What we speak into the silence cannot be unspoken. The words we use can tear people down or build people up. They can speak eternal truths or spawn ignorance and prejudice. Good intentions can be destroyed with poorly spoken words, and evil intentions can be disguised with sweet promises. James tells us that our tongues, our words, can steer us like the rudder of a ship. It is such a small part of the whole. Lost my spot. It is such a small part of the whole, but it can keep our course steady or crash us into an iceberg. Self-help books, personal development seminars, and life coaching programs often start with changing the words that we say about ourselves. Classrooms have flip the script posters that say, instead of "I can't," say "I can." Instead of "it's too hard," say "I can try harder." Instead of "I failed," say "I am one step closer to finding a solution," and the list goes on. As important as it is to teach our children and each other about using our words to lift up our neighbors and loved ones, We too often forget to speak to ourselves with kindness and gentleness. We know that we are flawed, so we try to be gracious with others' flaws. We know that we are weak, so we try to be patient with others' weaknesses. Well, most of us do. We've all encountered people who take their own insecurities and attack others to try to make themselves feel better. Words matter. The words we tell others, the words we tell ourselves, and the words spoken by bullies that we internalize. Jesus adds his warning alongside James and Woman Wisdom. He says that if we are ashamed of his words, then on the day of judgment, he will be ashamed of us. He tells us rather to take up our crosses and follow him. Each of us carries a cross of some kind. It threatens to tear us down. Its weight seems too heavy to bear at times. Too often, our crosses were built with the words we hear and the words that we speak. I'll end today's short message, because as I said, you're all coming back again this afternoon. I'll end today's message with the lyrics to a song by one of my all-time favorite artists, Lauren Daigle. She speaks her words to God in a time of desperation, and then she absorbs the words that God speaks to us all. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again who I am, because I need to know. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I'm weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe. Oh, I believe what you say of me. May we heed the words of Woman Wisdom so we may live securely, untroubled by fear of harm. May we learn to control our tongues so that the rudder that steers our actions remains on course. May we use our words to spread joy and peace so that others may come to know that Christ through the love we share. And may we speak words of hope to our own hearts so that when we see the face of our Savior on that glorious day, we may hear his words. Well done, child. Welcome home. Amen.